Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Today is our 64 rounds day and I want to just as briefly as I can tell you about the 64 rounds in the historical context and then we will both talk Bhujan Prabhu and myself on and give you different advices, different insights how you can best chant this 64 rounds so that it is a very deep experience where you learn a lot but where you can also very easily offer to Krishna. Now, first about 64 rounds, this number. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always take great care that the chanting of the holy name would be done with a nirbandha. That's a Sanskrit word. Bandha means a bond. And nir means a strong bond. Nirbandha means accounting or a fixed number of rounds. In this way, two things are affected. You can better concentrate if you engage the sense of touch and the counting. And also you become accountable to Krishna. You do something regularly. So naturally all the devotees were highly interested what is the fixed number of rounds which Mahaprabhu wanted, and he revealed it in Jagannath Puri where he said, I don't want to eat anywhere where there is not I don't want to eat at a house who is not a Lakeshwara, someone who owns 100,000. Now, when you say in any culture he has 100,000, you mean something like cows, or in the Western culture dollars, You know, when you say he's a millionaire, you immediately infer this means in money. So when Lord Chaitanya said, I will not accept the offering of someone who is not a Lakeshwara, who has 100,000, the devotees inferred that this means money. And they thought, we are very poor. They came to Mahaprabhu and said, well, no one of us is a millionaire or a 100,000 person. So Prabhu Bale, Prabhu answered Mahaprabhu, Jana Lakeshwara Balikare, do you know what is a Lakeshwara? And then he said, he is someone who daily chants 100,000 holy names. I call that person a Lakeshwara. I take meals in only such a person's house, not in the house of others. So after this instruction, all the Vaishnavas understood, if I want to offer something, even on my home altar, you know, to Lord Gauranga, I will only be entitled to give him this, and he will only accept my offering if I chant every day 100,000 names, which amounts to a little less than 64 rounds, I think 56 rounds. So what then, because we sometimes are a little fast, and some name gets swallowed and is not pronounced in the process properly, or sometimes you might find out after 3 minutes you have already finished one round, so you can infer I was a little fast in the fingering of the beads, you know. So because this does happen in the practice, or you are not so concentrated and one name slips by, the idea of 64 rounds came. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote at his time, everyone living in the Gaudiya Math, at that time the Hare Krishna movement was called or meant Gaudiya Math, must make an effort to chant 1 lakh or 64 rounds of holy names daily. Otherwise, that means if you don't do this, different types of material attachments may creep in one's heart that will hamper one's devotional service. May I ask you confidentially, do you have sometimes material attachments? The reason could be that you are not chanting 64 rounds a day, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In Prem Vilas, it is said, described how the spiritual masters, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instructed all their disciples to chant 64 rounds a day. That was the standard. Everyone had to do it. Now when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he of course had this standard in mind. There is a very revealing remembrance of one of Prabhupada's earliest disciples, Mukunda Maharaj. He remembers a nice dialogue which took place in 1975. Mukunda, I went on a walk on the beach with Swamiji, and when he sat down, I sat opposite to him. So they're both sitting in the sand of the beach. Then he asked me, what is your definition of Krishna? I said, Krishna is God. He's the supreme being. Our duty is to worship and serve him. Swamiji seemed fairly satisfied, and then he said, you must now chant 64 rounds per day on your beads. I was shocked. And I couldn't answer. I didn't know if there was any need to answer. So I just kept looking at Swamiji
And he looked at me.
What this means is Prabhupada now puts on his laser. He now wants to check his disciples. How will he react when he hears this? Very weighty decision. You must now chant 64 rounds a day. After some time, he said, he must have seen how this was like an atom bomb in Mukunda Maharaj's consciousness, who had difficulties to chant, more than 10 rounds or so. So after some time, he said, or at least you can chant 32 rounds a day. Still silence. I considered it to be very difficult to chant even 16 rounds. I was wondering how I could possibly chant 32 rounds. After some time, Swamiji said, at the very least, you must chant 16 rounds every day. It's clear from this this dialogue that it was a compromise. Prabhupada went down, and he later explained why. He said, the Westerners are not peaceful enough to chant 64 rounds. It's not possible. And he regretted it. He said, the Krishna conscious movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beats. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. Remember, it's a minimum. Minimum. Minimum means really, you can't go beyond it. This is really the absolute smallest quantity. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, he is considered fallen. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. And then he says, but because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord, with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. So, throughout Prabhupada's being with us, he would often encourage us to chant more. This text which I read to you is from Nectar of Instruction, Purport Text 5, in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada encourages us. Kirtaniya Sadahari, he writes, the holy name of the Lord should be chanted 24 hours daily. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on the beats daily. Actually, one has to chant 24 hours daily. This, just like Thakur Haridas, who was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra 300,000 times daily. Indeed, he had no other business. My dear devotees, I have many quotations of Prabhupada, but I want to come to the practical dimension with Burijan Prabhu together. So I will end what I say with one very, very encouraging statement. My dear devotees, today we will chant the normal number of rounds, the expected number of rounds. It is a sincere attempt for us to slowly move out of that compromised minimal zone in our lives and go forward. By the way, this is my encouraging statement or motivating statement. by the way, if you do service all day and it's not at all compromised to chant 16 rounds, it's something which was also done in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time when the preachers were giving allowances to chant 16 rounds. But here in Vrindavan, we have really no other business than spiritual life. It's really very clear. And here we can chant on this day 64 rounds. It makes a wonderful experience. I would now like to turn to Bhurijan Prabhu and request Bhurijan Prabhu to speak about the three dimensions, or one of the three dimensions. I don't know what is exactly in your mind, how to approach this, of chanting, that is a physical dimension, the mental, the mind, how, what to do with the mind during 64 rounds, and the purely spiritual dimension. Let us hear now Bhurijan Prabhu, who will give us some very important orientation which will serve us throughout the day in a very good way.
Thank you. Saksu Sumilatan Zena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama.
Yes.
Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Zena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam
Tadavisvapadantikam.
From my experience, even though it's somewhat limited, to chant 64 rounds in a day is not actually difficult. What is difficult is to keep the consciousness or the mind focused on what we're actually doing, because after all, you can just move the beads and move the beads and move the beads and move the beads and be looking at your watch and be doing this and doing that and be fully distracted, and it won't cause, practically speaking, any depth of transformation in the consciousness, and will pass the day pleasantly, and will be able to say, I've done it, but actually we haven't done it. What it requires in a simple and straightforward way is a sincere and determined effort to be there with Krishna in the form of sound vibration. We may succeed 100% of the time by Krishna's mercy of focusing our consciousness on the holy name, or we may succeed 1% of the time due to the flickering, the astiram nature of our minds. But the attempt is our sincerity. And this, the determination or the sankalpa that we should have on this day, is that I want to be with Krishna on this day in the form of his holy names. And we should be quite determined about that. And yato yato nistalati manas chanchalam astiram. That wherever the mind goes, due to its very nature being unsteady and flickering, with our sankalpa, with our determination, we should bring it back to this one point, that on this day, although I've set the number at 64 rounds, 64 malas, but my real determination is to be with Krishna. This is the essence of the point. We want to be with Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates with our sincere attempt to be with him. We're in the material world because of turning our back on Krishna. And as soon as we wish to turn towards Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate with that. And here we are in Sri Vrindavan Dham, so fortunate So fortunate. Fortunate for what? Not for ease of living, but it's fortunate because there is a thin veil that covers the spiritual world. We can pierce through it by Krishna's mercy. It can even be lifted. The spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, shines through in this very place of Boma Vrindavan. So it is such an opportunity, and let us try to take full advantage of that opportunity. To place ourselves, meaning who we are, not only our bodies, but who we are, and the symptom of who we are, we're souls, is our consciousness. So to move our consciousness to Krishna, yes. To make that sincere attempt to stay in relationship
very good
with
point.
Krishna.
Very good point.
You
please,
like it? You can continue
no,
with it.
No, no, you must continue.
I have another point, but why don't we, since it was, you must have some nice thought to add to it. Please.
I really didn't plan. I'm just so enthusiastic by what you say. Please, I'm overwhelmed by the nice point at the moment. I'm speechless. Speech will return after some time. Yes. Yeah.
So, okay.
It's very important what Bhujan Prabhu has done.
Keep in relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to reestablish our relationship with Krishna. It's there, but we've forgotten it. We've turned our back on Krishna. Krishna bhule se jeev. Now let us on this day turn towards Krishna. Make that our determination. That I will try my best sincerely. And then we can hear our chanting of Krishna's names. And the mind will flicker or go here or go there. But soon as we become aware of it, don't play with that energy that the mind is, that distractive energy that the mind is placing in front of us. It is just the changing of dress of a prostitute. It's the same thing, but the prostitute changes her dress continuously and presents herself as if it's something new. But it's the same thing. It's the playing of the material energy. But we are not matter. We are Krishnas. We are eternal. So let us move towards Him in this way. And that is the determination to go in with. And what is produced from that, primarily, from my experience, is not the full revelation of Krishna, although Krishna can reveal Himself fully because abhinatam namanamano, and He's there in Vrindavan, and every tree is a kalpa vriksha tree, Prabhupada said. The land is composed of chintamani, touchstone. So it's not that He can't do it, but the usual first result of sincerely trying to turn to Krishna is the same result as if we walk into a room that hasn't been cleaned for 10,000 years and we turn on the light and the first result is, oh, we become aware of our lack of sincerity, that I'd much rather play with the material energy on the mental level, etc. I'd much rather be distracted. But don't think that that is a negative thing. Not that we want to cultivate it, but the humility that comes naturally from the sincere attempt to come to Krishna, which places us face to face with what we avoid continuously, is our lack of sincerity, our desires to be in the material world, to enjoy, to play, to be separate from Krishna. So usually as we go through our day, we manage to avoid that in the name of all the work we have to do for Krishna or all the or other duties. But on today, if we make our determination that all we have to, our only business, the only thing we have to do is be with Krishna, first result is humility, generally. And then from that humility, what springs to the consciousness is the understanding that I need help. And where should we turn for our help? We should turn to Krishna in the form of the holy names. And that is another level of sincerity, a higher level of sincerity, the consistent turning to Krishna. Now, one example of someone who has turned to Krishna that's written of in the Bhagavatam is Gajendra. Now, the story of Gajendra Moksha, is in what canto of the Bhagavatam? Eighth canto.
Yes, thank you.
But in the second canto, there's something very interesting. Has anyone noticed it? There's a two-verse summary of Gajendra's pastime in the second canto in the schedule, the incarnations description in incarnations. And listen to this, because we know the pastime, how in this world the most powerful of animals, practically speaking, the biggest and strongest is the elephant, and power means you can control and enjoy. So we're all trying to make ourselves into elephants in the sense of powerful, so we can enjoy in the material world. So that elephant was caught outside of his the place where he's most strong, and that was in the water, and the elephant is a creature of the land. So when caught by the crocodile, and after struggling for so long, and this describes our experience in the material world, and it also describes our turning to Krishna. We turn, practically speaking, when we have no... We turn to Krishna when we realize that we can't succeed based on our own power. We're going under. The crocodile of our mind, of Maya, has caught us so tightly on our foot, which makes us stable in the material world. So we're caught, and we're in an unstable condition because we want to do something that we can't do. So this is while we're chanting, that's humility, will be forced on us if we sincerely try to chant Krishna's names with our consciousness and keep ourselves in relationship with Krishna. So then when he understood that it was beyond his power to free himself, Gajendra, whose leg was attacked in a river by a crocodile of superior strength, was much aggrieved. And taking a lotus flower in his trunk, he addressed the Lord, saying, "O original enjoyer," you're the enjoyer, not me, I'm admitting that now. "O Lord of the universe," you are the Lord of the universe, not me. I'm forced to admit that now. "O deliverer," I cannot deliver myself. You are the deliverer. "You who are famous as a place of pilgrimage," that's Tirtha, means the threshold, like the doorway. Threshold. So a threshold gives us a doorway, gives us the facility to walk into a different realm, a different space. So Krishna is, this is the Tirtha here, and he is the he's famous as he himself is a tirtha, and we can, by the holy names, we can walk through by his grace. And then he says, all are purified simply by hearing your holy name, which is worthy to be chanted. So chanting is purifying, and hearing is purifying, and that is our simple task. With sincerity, chant and hear on a level that is suitable to us, but we should take this as what we are trying to do. And Prabhupada, in his purport right at the end, he says, it is concluded, therefore, that the holy name of the Lord and topics in relation with him are always worthy of being heard, of hearing. And that's the simple thing that we have to do. Well, just hear. They are worthy because, again, this is Krishna. Krishna the person and Krishna the name are the same. So if we can try our best in a consistent way and chant Krishna's names, then in the next verse, how will Krishna react? He will react in the same way that he reacted with the elephant. The personality of Godhead, after hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help.
Wonderful.
And again, Krishna is everywhere. He hears. He hears wherever his devotee is calling for him. But if there is no need on our part, feeling of need, then Krishna will say, think he doesn't need my help. So, okay. He can do everything on his own. So let him do it. But if we come to a point where we actually need Krishna's help, then Krishna, hearing the plea, he felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for he was in great distress. I need your help, Krishna. And thus, at once, the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of birds, Garuda. So that's our part. A simple description of the process that we will go through today. And it takes some desire, it takes some sincerity, and it takes the determination of just doing it. Making the, I'm going to do this, 64 rounds, and I'm just going to do it. And in such a way that I'm going to try my sincere best to be with Krishna.
Thank you very much.
One finds interesting things in the Bhagavatam.
Yes, the turning point, you know. Yes, very, very good. Sarvabhauma, I need electricity for what I want to say now. Is it possible?
Can you switch on your lights? Yes. Off or on?
Yes, on. Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's all. You will see. I have a devotee friend in Germany, one in America, but the American makes the point clear. We talk a lot on chanting, and we distinguish in our talk two types of chanting. In a very simple way, that is chanting with nectar and chanting without nectar. We have taken this from Kavi Kanapura's Chaitanya Chandradaya, where Kavi Kanapura says that there's bhakti with nectar and bhakti without nectar. Do you know bhakti without nectar?
that the dry performance of the processes. And do you know bhakti with nectar? It's really a difference like this. It's like a lamp without light and a lamp with light. Most of the time, we condition souls physical consciousness and the identification with the mind. And at that time, our devotional practices lack that inspiration. But sometimes it seems that the switch is thrown, and at that time our practice becomes enlightened and filled with another energy. So Bhujan Prabhu talked about Gajendra, who was one moment lamenting and fighting and struggling, someone who's a sadhaka and wants to chant his rounds. In the other moment, the Lord appeared to him and pleased him. So I want to talk a little bit so it was like day and night. This is what I want to explain in the life of Gajendra. And this experience we also have. We are sometimes like the lamp without light, trying, and then all of a sudden, we become somewhat moved by the internal energy and so on. Yesterday, a nice devotee told me that an experience which I also have made. You come to a holy place and you are in a certain material, you are in a consciousness and everything is so dry, and then something happens. The switch becomes switched on, you can say, all of a sudden the experience is different. So on the 64 rounds day, we obviously want that all our rounds are like this, with a higher energy fulfilling us, and that we are not like this, dead and lifeless, and it becomes a struggle, so on. So one great thing which you could do is you can move towards Krishna's grace. You can move towards the light. If the light comes or not is up to Krishna entirely, but you can at least move towards the light. Like if you want to be warm now, you can make movements towards the sun, So usually prayer is considered to be that moving towards receiving Krishna's grace. And there is an interesting prayer which many sadhakas do who chant 64 rounds daily before they pick up their rounds. It's a very interesting prayer which I heard from Madhavananda, who did research on this. What is done in our tradition by people to somehow come in contact with Krishna so that the light is switched on. The prayer goes like this. Patita pavana nama nishtaraya naradaman radha krishna svarupaya chaitanyaya namo namaha. Oh, holy name, you are the purifier of the fallen, the deliverer of the lowest person. This is the first part of our Sambandha meditation. We meditate about us, Oh, you who are the form of Radha and Krishna, and non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, is non-different from Mahaprabhu. Radha and Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I offer my full obeisances to you. This is how a devotee in the tradition of Nam Nishta Bhaktas turns to the holy name before he chants. He makes contact. Like Bhujan Prabhu told us, he comes into a relationship. He actively moves into a relationship with Radha and Krishna. If you chant but you don't move into a relationship, it's like this. If you chant and you move into a relationship consciously, the chance is that the rays of mercy will totally fall upon you. This is, please, my dear devotees, when you chant, don't be indifferent to Krishna's mercy. Don't be indifferent to Radha and Krishna. Think about the persons whose name you chant. Now, how to do this, how to move into the presence, is expressed in a shloka from Hari Bhakti Vilas, where Sanatana Goswami writes how to improve your japa. And it's a lengthy subject, but I want to give you a summary which is very practical in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who has summarized this particular sloka and distilled a few points for us so that the light has a chance to go on. Huh? Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a comment and he said, when you chant japa, remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect. Affectionate means affection and respect. Oh, I'm chanting Krishna's name. This affectionate respect comes when you think of the person whose name you chant. You know, if I think of a good friend, like, let me say, I think of His Holiness Niranjana Maharaj, I will definitely, as I think of him, how he sings so nice, how he is so kind, and how he has often given me prasadam when I was very hungry and couldn't find anything. When I think like this, my sound of his name becomes different. I think, Niranjana Maharaj. But if I have no affectionate respect, I say, this guy need. I mean, I wouldn't even like to say it like this, you know. I would not say it with the same way. So think of Radha and Krishna so that some affectionate respect will come in your heart. Then the next thing is also, Bhujan Prabhu and myself, we are very much in tune always. He has also talked about this. Concentrate your mind on the chanting alone. He has quoted Bhakti, he has quoted Krishna's own words. Whenever your mind goes somewhere else, take it and bring it back. Bring it back. Have you ever had a dog on the leash? In India, I don't think we have. I also have to say so that the Indian devotees don't look with eyes of full of contempt. I once had to walk a dog, you know. So I made some experience. You know, you have that the dog. And the dog always wants to sniff at places which are muchi, impure, you know. And you have the dog on the leash, and it goes like, you know, and wants to really go. And you have to say, well, you do this, but not in my presence. It is too embarrassing for me. And you know, how can I, you know, I'm now a sannyasi, and I don't want you to go there, and I have to walk after you. This is really not the idea of human form of life, you know. And then I thought, oh, anyways, what am I doing with this dog on the leash? It's embarrassing. But I was talking with a preaching to a professor And the professor all of a sudden gave me the dog to hold. He smiled with my struggles with Suchi and Muchi points. You know, it was my very dear friend, Professor Martin Mitwede, who always does these things to me, to challenge me a little. So anyways, I noticed the dog always wanted to go to dirt, to places. So the mind also always wants to go to dirty, to let's say, sense objects while you chant. So Krishna says, bring it back. This is what concentration means. The next thing is, be pure in your mind. Try to keep your mind pure as you chant. Try to think of how can you keep your mind pure. Well, for instance, you could look at Radha and Krishna's photo. Or you could look at Giriraj. Or you could look at the printed form of the Mahamantra. Or did you remember yesterday when you looked at Surabhi Kund while you chanted, how the mind became peaceful? Did you see that? Yes, you have made this experience. Huh? The next is, avoid speaking uselessly. When you speak prajalpa, either during the practice or even outside the practice, the prajalpa churns your mind so that you are not able to have it peacefully. No? Avoid speaking politically. Avoid making unpleasant vibrations amongst devotees. And the next point, I will summarize, don't worry, but there are some of us who are chanting since a long time and they want to hear a detailed explanation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's last tip is, contemplate the mantra's meaning and remain patient. If it is difficult for you to remain concentrated, if your mind wanders and no matter what you do, the mind goes off, or if your mind comes into a mood, either a lusty atmosphere, or it comes into an impatient atmosphere. These are moods, mental climates, you could say, like winter, autumn or so. If your mind comes into one of these climates which are not good for you, then there is one very simple and very pragmatic thing. You just bring your mind to the meaning of the mantra. My dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. There are other meanings of the mantra, and those of you who want to increase their bhajan, I request you to take these meanings of the mantra to heart. You can find it in, now comes a little advertisement, careful, if you dislike advertisement, you can find it in the book Nam Rahasya, The Secrets of Chanting the Holy Name. There you find meanings. So my little recommendation, let me now make a summary of what I have said. The first thing is, get into a relationship. You must educate your mind. I'm now turning to Radha and Krishna. The second thing is, as you do this, try to change the climate of your mind by a few things. One is, you concentrate it, and the other thing is, you can pray a prayer, like it is a very first class prayer. What else you could do is, yes, prayer. I want to say prayer. I often, when the mind doesn't work very well, I just burst out in prayer. Gauranga karuna kore, koro. Dina hina jana mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. I go to Gauranga. My dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there's no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Change the mental climate. You know, there are people who are always influenced by the weather which comes from without. When the weather is good, they are, ooh, the weather is good. And when the weather is bad, they are dejected. I find this so disgraceful. So my mind also makes a weather. You know, sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's unhappy, then it moves to being impatient. Why should I be controlled in such an embarrassing way by the weather which is pushed upon me by my mind? Instead, what I will do is I will make my own inner weather. I can carry my own mood, and I can come to a mood of devotion by connecting with prayers which has flown out from the mouth of devoted souls. You know, then my state of consciousness, my inner climate, my mental climate changes very fastly. So these are the two things I want to say in summary of this. Remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect means some contact with Radha and Krishna. I take now your name. Could you ever say to someone who's so important, could you say this? Could you say neglectful, you know, to someone you love very much? Can you imagine pronouncing the name in a disdainful, distracted way? Or let us say the person you love is called Hans. That's a German name of not Paramahans, but Hans. You know, my best friend was called Lorenz. Even now, when I think of Lorenz, I cannot call him in that German harsh voice. You know, there's a cultured voice. Lorenz, du bist ein sehr liebenswerter Freund. And there is a harsh voice which you see from the German Nazi movies. Come here! Quick! In German, komm jetzt ganz schnell hierher! Vorsicht! Achtung! You know, it's a different vibration. Then, Lorenz, bitte komm her und sei hier. It's a different sound altogether. And you call a dog with this voice. Achtung, schnell! Spring mal her, Kleiner! You know, but to someone whom you remember with affectionate respect, you will say, Lorenz, bitte komm her. Ich habe ein bisschen Staub aus Vrindavan für dich mitgebracht, als mein Geschenk für dich. You know, it has a melody, a flow, and so on. So, remember Krishna. This is my point. With affectionate respect. And your chanting will switch from the lifeless, way into something which is fulfilled. It will immediately turn. Your voice will turn. If it doesn't turn so easily, then the reason is your mental climate, and you must now, you may be in the winter of your mind, you know, cold for Krishna. You must then do something which changes your mental climate. Prayers is one thing. There are many things you can do, but let's be simple here. Prayer, you know. Or here, the second I want to say, remember the mantra's meaning, Radha Krishna. The meaning of this mantra is, I'm turning to you, please again engage me in your service, please accept me. You know, and then it's only a question of time. If you hold the meaning in your mind, First, the mind wants to push out this contemplation. No. The mind will want to keep its winter climate. But then you patiently again bring this sun of this contemplation into the mind. Please engage me in your service. Please engage me in the service. Please accept me. And the mind will rebel after some time. Why do you come so devotionally? I don't like this devotional mood at the moment. Yes. Please engage me in your service. Please engage me in your service. Please engage me. After some time, the mind just gets melted. You know, you have to be stronger than your mind. You have to tell the mind what it should say. Change the mental climate. Don't allow yourself to be mental. That means under the control of the climate of the mind. And just bring another climate in there. It's so simple. It's a very simple technique. And it works.
Should I reveal the secret weapon?
You must now reveal.
Everyone turn off your tape recorders.
Oh.
And no one is allowed to record this. No, that was a joke.
A joke?
That was just to get everyone's attention.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
I heard a lecture where Prabhupada said this. He said the chanting of Hare Krishna is so powerful. But we commit offenses. But if we chant the names of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then we will feel ecstatic. And then he said the Panchatattva mantra. But he said, if we chant the names of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, we will feel ecstatic. Try it, he said. Try it. He said, right now. So why don't we try it?
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna
Chaitanya.
Like Haridas Thakur, though, not like the parrot. Like Thakur Haridas, this was his desire. He took shelter. He wanted, when he was leaving this world, he had a desire to take the feet of Krishna Chaitanya. See Krishna Chaitanya and place them on his heart, and with his eyes like bumblebees focused on the form of the Lord, he wanted to leave this world calling out Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So if we take shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Garadha, Srivas, Arigor, Bhaktavinda. If we actually take shelter, if we need help, sometimes we're in a situation where we need help, but we forget that we need help, or we don't realize we need help, or we don't want help. But if we're in a situation in our chanting that we want to turn to Krishna, but our mind is so unruly, it won't allow us to, and we decide we actually need help, we can turn to see Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, like that. And also Giriraj is there too. And that's the secret, an open secret.
Bhujan Prabhu has now brought us to a very the spiritual dimension. We are no longer chanting, on using our body to sit properly and to speak the mantra properly. We are also not using our mind, controlling our mind. We have now, with this last comment of Bhujan Prabhu, entered the spiritual dimension, a dimension which can only be experienced if a revelation comes, or to put it even better, a dimension which can be experienced when the power of blessings comes from up to down. And power of blessings are much more important than your own endeavor. Seek blessings. Go on your belly if it needs that, and crawl. In other words, take a humble position to obtain blessings. Know where you can obtain blessings from. In other words, seek help in the form of divine blessings. A daily prayer in which Prabhupada has introduced is the prayer to Tulasi Devi. Namo Nama Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eya Bilasi. What does this mean? O Tulasi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. You know, I have a project here. My project is, please engage me in your service. Now, how will this project be realized? By blessings. Just like Bhujan Prabhu and myself, we want to serve the devotees by building a retreat center here at Govardhan. How will it be realized? Both of us are poor. I think I'm richer than Bhurijan Prabhu, because sannyasis are usually richer than grihasthas. But we have never discussed this in detail. We are men of small means. We have, you know, we can pay our travels and some prasadam, some sabjis. Now, this project can only be realized if some blessings come. In this case, Radharani needs to bless it and needs to inspire devotees to do this. And Radharani has done this. And devotees, one very nice devotee, I will not say his name at this moment, has recently, somehow the whole amount has come into his lap. Has come and he is now offering it to Giriraj. But you know, if you want to do something which you can't do on your own, that's my point, you need some input from outside. So to come to Krishna consciousness, we need blessings, the power of blessings. That's very important. Bhujan Prabhu has mentioned Nityananda and Gauranga's mercy. Here are other sources. Tulasi Devi, we pray. Please sing with me. Ye tomara charana loy tara vancha puna hoy kripa kori goro tare vrindavana vasi. Whoever takes shelter of you has his wishes fulfilled. You could say that with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you could say this with Giriraj, here is Tulasi Devi, another personality is Yamuna Mai, Radha Kund is a very powerful, this is Radharani who gives blessings to devotees, to see, it's like this.
Power. The dust of Vrindavan.
Dust of Vrindavan. Ooh, so good. The dust of Vrindavan. Gurudev. So good to get the blessings of Prabhupada. and our spiritual master, then things become possible. We are really, by the power of blessings, we are, look at this lamp again. I mean, I really want to make it clear. Please forgive me. I come from a village. I'm very simple. I can only talk like this. Power of blessings switches us on. Pain. It's like this. This I want to say. So, we have now in our lecture moved forward. We have heard the history of chanting Hare Krishna. It's normal. We have heard from Bhujan Prabhu about that we have to turn to Radha and Krishna. It's about a relationship, and he gave this wonderful quotation from the second chapter of the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, giving Gajendra's experience as an example. You have heard about a few tips which can change your mental climate, we have Bhujan Prabhu talked about seeking shelter at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and receiving their blessings. If it's all right, Bhujan Prabhu, if you have something to add, I think we can have the last 8 minutes for questions. Is that good, or would you like to add?
Yes, please. One sentence only. Mm-hmm. Try to chant sincerely.
All right. So, are there any questions regarding your either how to chant, getting some additional help, or I think Prashanta will give us an orientation how the day is designed after this. So, any questions you have at this moment? Are you enthusiastic for this?
Yes.
Oh, that sounded like a healthy yes. I'm good. Yes, I saw this devotee. Your good name, Prabhu, please say. Sharangatako Prabhu. Yes. Can we ever pray too much? Not if you pray sincerely. If it is without kapata, pretense. Another question? I understand the question. We are now very brief. How to change the mental climate?
On this day, forget your mental climate and chant louder.
Acha. Chant louder. My answer to this question would be invite the Krishna Sun. You can't change the mental climate, but the Sun can. How can you ever change the mental climate? Mind is very strong. Invite Krishna, relate to Krishna. And I do remember it does happen when you chant louder. Bhujan Prabhu's enigmatic answer is full of power. You have to sometimes be a little louder than your mind.
You're talking about today on the 64 down? Well, I would think that why don't we just focus on today and trying to chant, be in relationship with Krishna today, because that will put out the rest of our life in perspective.
Yeah.
And then we'll know we can do it.
Yes, very good. Be present now in the presence. And yes, of course, when you have a relationship where you constantly get, you need to put order into this. But today is 64 hours day. Yes, Ananga Mohini, Ananda Mohini.
In that class I mentioned the different levels beginning from Shraddha to Prema. And they each have their own characteristics. So if I'm tender, if my faith is tender, then I should not try to chant on the level of prema bhakti and think about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, or on the level of a shakti or whatever. We should chant on the appropriate level and have our consciousness absorbed in the holy name on the appropriate level according to our advancement. And in the beginning of our chanting on a particular day, we might want to chant in a simple way to focus our mind on the sound vibration, and then our chanting may increase to the level of depth of, oh Krishna, I so much need the shelter of your holy name and the help of your holy name. But we shouldn't try to do everything at once. Just keep it simple and chant on the simplest level for you, and then if it increases by the mercy of Krishna, let it increase. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu. Your good name again? Jagat Guru, Prabhu. Yes. Can you please speak a little louder? We are getting old. It's like... Yeah. Of the time of the day, or...
Is there enough time? Is there enough time?
Yes. First of all, we have provided enough time, and Prashanta will soon give the layout of the day. You know where we are, what we have arranged for you, so that you have sufficient time. Worrying took. You meant, should we worry if we can complete our 64 rounds? Is it like this? I strongly have the feeling you should, it's almost a paradoxical answer, you should give your best really to go for the number 64. But now I will almost take it back. Sanatana Goswami says we should chant with avyagrata. It means patience. And patience is not when you are thinking namas, 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 very, 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 can I reach it, can I reach it, can I reach it. No one will ask you at the completion of the 64 days how many rounds you chanted, and then decide whether you get prasadam or not. Not at all. There is no worry like this. Because it's about a relationship. I saw Bhujan Prabhu's opening discussion was so valuable for us. It's about a relationship, and in a relationship you don't push anything, or you are not impatient, or whatever develops, you know, and there is affectionate respect. And so try to chant. Try really to complete 64 rounds to make that experience. Try your level best. If something happens, then no problem. But give it your best attempt. Huh? Like this. In other words, yes, go for it, but don't go for it in the karmic way we have learned in the material world. I make it or I break it, you know. I make it or break it, or it makes you or breaks you. I don't know, there's some American expression, is there.